The following is a public affairs program of Liggett Communications.
I'm Caleb Gordon. It's getting better, but there's still a lot more work that needs to be done. That's how Port Huron City Manager James Freed describes the ongoing odor control issues at the city's wastewater treatment plant.
Put in a new odor control system about 3 years ago, and it was a design flaw and failed. But we held our contractors accountable, and we got $2 million back. So we got a big check for $2 million refunded to the city. The issue becomes how do you fix it, which is going to require some charcoal filters, and it's about a $5 million project. That is in the works right now. In the meantime, we have done some remediation measures at the plant. And if you ask anyone who lives downtown, they'll tell you it's 90% better because we've been able to do remediation efforts. There's a bunch of stuff they're doing in the plant, even closing up the doors and remediating with some chemicals. But that's impressive what the staff has done to remediate this. But in the long term, we got to get the odor control system under. And so that's well underway. The engineering is well underway. We expect a 24 to 36 month process to get that done.
At City Manager James Freed, this is the Blue Water Beat.